Every morning that I wake up, I feel a state of peace, bliss, calmness. It's something that I wish upon everyone that hears or sees this because it just makes a difference in how you move throughout your day. It leads you to not needing to get to anything else on your calendar except just being present in the moment and being happy with what you're doing in that exact moment. I think what's important to know is that it hasn't always been like this for me. This has been a journey of really stepping in and designing a life that is fully aligned with my personal and professional priorities. And it's been a journey of since about 2016, so almost 8 years in the making. Along this path, I truly believe I've created work-life harmony for myself, which to me creates inner peace, creates fulfillment, happiness, three emotions that I think all of us are striving for on a daily basis or within our lives. And for most entrepreneurs, they're striving for this as well. But I don't think most of them are actually there just yet. Because according to ZipDo.com, 80% of entrepreneurs feel like they work too much and that increases their risk of burnout. So what does it tell us? That most of us are not feeling peace on a daily basis. We're stressed, we're overwhelmed, we're anxious, we're feeling all the emotions that have become normalized to us, but aren't what we desire or want for ourselves. And it's not until we take a moment to kind of draw a line in the sand and say, this old identity of me does not align and work for me anymore. It's only in that moment can we then start to create a newer identity or a newer reality for ourselves that sheds away these old emotions that we are just so sick and tired of. Today, I want to share with you 10 simple steps that I've found that create more peace in my life. And I hope that me sharing them with you today, you can take them, you can run with them, you can test them. I really want to encourage you to see what works best for you, but hopefully maybe something I share today will resonate and you can test it for yourself. First thing I do that helps create inner peace within myself is the first 2 hours of my day prioritizes my well-being. If you've been a longtime follower of mine, supporter, I have lived and breathed this message of you win the morning, you win the day. And it's not about how early do you wake up, more about how are you prioritizing those first 1 to 2 hours of your day? Are you taking a moment to fill up your cup first, or do you immediately wake up and start to fill the cup of others? I'm not saying being a person of service is a bad thing. It's what I'm here doing on this podcast. I love to help people and guide people and share my experiences and lessons along the way. But the only reason I'm able to even record this episode right now is because I've taken the time this morning to fill my cup first, to prioritize my well-being, to get the physical workout in, get in the meditation, to feel my best self, which then ripples into how I show up on this podcast with you today. So I think just prioritizing my well-being first thing every day creates a sense of peace because I feel my best self and I know that I've filled up my cup before doing anything else. Second thing is creating accountability systems for everything that is important, okay? This holds me accountable and creates a sense of peace within me knowing that all these areas of my life that are important are built into my life, built into my calendar. This also decreases decision fatigue. And for those who don't know, decision fatigue is mental exhaustion resulting from the sheer number of decisions a person makes daily, leading to difficulty making decisions, good or bad. So I know literally like clockwork every day, when I'm gonna eat lunch, when I'm gonna walk the dogs, when I'm gonna call my parents, when I'm gonna have a partner check in with Kate, when I'm gonna order groceries, when I'm gonna do my laundry, when am I gonna schedule in coffee meetups. These are all already built into my calendar of the certain times of day, days of the week that I feel the best doing these activities, these habits, these routines. And by me doing this ahead of time, it creates peace because these are important things in my life and they're built into the calendar so I know when to do them. They are my accountability system. If I don't do this, I'm always going to be living in a constant state of, when do I want to call my parents? When am I going to do the groceries? When am I going to do my laundry? So much time and energy just wasted thinking about this all the time. So just creating systems for knowing when to do what has been a huge unlock for me to create a sense of internal peace within me. Number three is I make a to-do list every morning. So kind of going off of building out accountability systems, this is really the way in which I get clear on what the focus is on a given day. So I break out my tasks into primary and secondary. Primary being business, revenue driving, important tasks, things that most likely only I can do. Secondary tend to be things that phone calls, could be personal stuff, could be things that are important, but not the revenue driving business sexy things that I need to focus on in a day. And when I create this to-do list every day, I'm spending 99% of my energy focused on the day ahead, and I'm spending 1% of energy thinking about the future. That gives me peace because I'm clear on what I need to do in the given day. I used to shoot by the hip and just ask myself, what do I need to do? And just kind of go from one task to the next. And I get anxious trying to determine, is this more valuable or should I work on this? No more of that. I feel peace daily because I'm super clear on what I need to do. I look at the calendar, I assess what's the priority within my business, and then I map out the day accordingly. And that has been a huge unlock. Number four is I have a strong start and stop working time. The amount of peace this provides me is incredible because being an entrepreneur, working for myself full time, yes, I can work whenever I want. That's beautiful. But if I do not have any systems of when I'm going to work or when I'm going to stop working, it can blend and get really, really messy. I've seen this happen for other people. It leads to burnout. It leads to overwhelm. It leads to just feeling like the need to be always on. So for me, what creates internal peace is I know every day around 9:30 a.m., a 30-minute window, buffer window, just given life has its ways and you can't always be doing the thing you want to do at the exact moment. Between 9 and 9:30 a.m., I start working. And by 6 p.m., like clockwork, I shut the laptop. I've even been testing shutting it down by 5. And this creates so much peace because I know the hours in which I can operate. And it also creates peace within me because it creates a sense of healthy internal pressure in a given day. And it forces me to just go all in knowing the time's ticking. Like once 6 p.m. hits, Bob, you're done for the day. It's not this open window of time that I could just keep working late into the night. I know I have a hard stop time. So having those strong start and stop times creates peace within me because I know when I can start, when I'm supposed to stop, and it feels incredible. Number five is limiting social media consumption. This completely eliminates the comparison trap. This eliminates me getting distracted for a stupid amount of time scrolling on social media. I wouldn't say there's like a specific number that I live by where I'm only capping myself at 30 minutes a day and then I get locked out of the app, but I'm just hyper aware of what works for me. And present day, that's really not engaging on social media till probably 1, 2 p.m. I'm going most mornings without opening up the app. And if I have to open up the app, it's to post something real quick and get off the app, or it's, I know there's something business related I need to get to. That has provided peace because I'm not getting distracted, caught up watching other people live their lives. Solely focus on my priorities, what I need to do in that given day. And I recognize my most impactful deep work is in the morning when I feel the most rested, recharged, and ready to go. And so I just commit to that. And it grinds my gears knowing how much time people waste scrolling on social media. It grinds my gears when I get caught up in those moments doing it. So I try to limit the social media consumption as much as possible. Number six, boundaries that protect my time and energy. This creates so much internal peace because I know that I am just continuously doing the things that are important to me. I'm cutting out any excuses. I'm cutting out any distractions. And I'm just going all in on what my priorities are. So a few of these boundaries that protect my time and energy, and I've chatted about this on the recent solo podcast from last week. I think it was episode 234. No answering personal texts until the afternoon allows me to just go all in on my business. No calls before 2 p.m. Once again, prioritizing what gives me the most return on investment of my time for my business activities, which is the morning sprint, focus sprints. One full day off per week. It's prioritizing that I take time to rest and recharge, which in turn creates peace within me. It's scheduling 2 social commitments per week. Try not to do anything more than that just because of current season of my life of building this business and burning the ships and having no other option but to find a way to pay my bills all by myself through my own content creation, my own coaching services and whatnot. Not answering unscheduled phone calls, that's a big one for me. So writing on some scripts that I was working on earlier today, if somebody was to call me, I wouldn't pick up. because I'm protecting my time and energy because I'm focused on that activity, that priority of mine, which was the script that I was working on. I guess all that to say, like, what this does is it stops me from being annoyed, overwhelmed, anxious. Think about those moments when you get pulled off track and you feel resentful, you feel annoyed, you just feel like, damn, I can't catch a break. I can't get into focus. It's because you don't have strong enough boundaries, and boundaries create the peace for us because they are prioritizing whatever our needs are. It's making that the number one priority and putting everything else secondary. Number seven, I'm not afraid to say no. That feels so amazing. It has taken time to work up to this point, but I am unapologetic about saying no. And it's not from a place of thinking I'm Mr. Cool Guy or being, you know, egotistical. It's purely just being honest with myself about what are my current values, interests, and priorities. How do I prioritize that as number one? And how do I set and push off and say no to everything else? If you do not master how to say no, you will be pulled in every direction the world wants to pull you in. That will lead you to being frustrated, not living a life in alignment, and probably just annoyed because you have all these things you want to do, but you don't have the time to do it. So I'm constantly asking myself, does this invitation, does this thing serve me? Is it in alignment with my priorities? If not, it's a no. And the way in which I communicate that no is straight to the point. I don't need to come up with some explanation. I just say, hey, this doesn't fit my current priorities. I'm going to have to pass. And that's it. And that creates the peace. Because the times in which I've said yes when I want to say no, I'm annoyed that I said yes. I'm dreading the moments leading up to the event. I'm annoyed that day because I have to go to the thing. I'm annoyed because I'm at the thing. I'm annoyed after the fact because I spent my time at the thing. It's just so much wasted time and energy that could have been spent on something more aligned with me. So I've learned through the hard experiences, and now I just will say no if it doesn't align with me. Number eight, I'll schedule in important experiences, moments, and people into my life. I do this proactively because if I don't, it is easy for me to forget or to neglect. And so recognizing the date night is on the calendar, recognizing there's a double date on the calendar, recognizing there's this really cool new life experience coming up that's on the calendar, seeing travel that's booked months in advance on the calendar. This excites me because I'm prioritizing the aspects of my life and the people in my life without feeling like I'm losing out or neglecting my business, right? I think for entrepreneurs, right, your business is your baby. It's the thing that excites you every day, gets you up and out of bed. I love the work that I'm doing. And that is intoxicating because I can really easily just go hyper-focus all in on that and kind of blind, like blare out everything else around me, which is how it's led me to being burnt out and living a life complete opposite of work-life harmony, which is why I'm so much on the mission now to help entrepreneurs create that. But all that to say, it has taken time to learn this, but what creates peace within me on a daily basis is knowing that I am carving out the time for the most important people, experiences, and things that I value that fill me up, that give me moments to rest, recharge, that remind me life is about enjoying these moments and not just doing things all the time. Kate has told me time and time again, you're a human being, not a human doing. And so reminding myself that I need to enjoy these moments has been really, really important. Number nine, delegate work to others. Whew. You want to talk about creating peace. This is the one. I think what was really helpful for me with delegating was two things. One, coming up with a number in which I value my hourly rate at. That's not to say I am charging people to grab coffee. Let's just use numbers to make it easy. $100 an hour. Say I value my time at $100 an hour. It's not like I'm going to charge somebody $100 an hour to grab coffee with me, but I use that as like a rule of thumb with, okay, I could buy a lawnmower and mow the grass every week. Obviously got to buy the lawnmower, got to buy weekly gas. It's going to take me maybe an hour every week to do it. So even if I just look at once a week cutting for 1 hour, that's $100 quote unquote an hour that I'm technically losing out on when I could pay someone $40 a visit to do that work, to do that thing. So for me, I'm constantly assessing What is my hourly rate, and what are the things that I can outsource to others that I don't enjoy doing? If I like cutting the grass, I'm going to cut the grass. But if I don't like doing something, I'm going to outsource it to someone else. So that could be landscaping. That's grocery delivery. When it comes to more of the professional side, right? I have Matt who does my web design. I have Easton who does my brand partnerships. I have Joseph who handles the podcast production. I have built in systems and put people in place to do the things that maybe I don't enjoy or aren't my greatest skill sets, which has then created more time for me to do things like this, which are the most important parts of my business. So now that I've identified those important things of my business, of my life that I enjoy, I try to delegate the other tasks, the other activities to other people. And it has brought so much more peace in my life because I'm constantly in a state of flow of doing things that I absolutely love. And I'm outsourcing the things that I just don't enjoy doing, or maybe I don't feel the strongest with. So that's been a game changer. Lastly, number 10, I am the observer of my thoughts and emotions, but I'm not attached to them. This is incredibly important. This has created peace because as emotions inevitably come up in life, from business, from personal, whatever, meditation has taught me to be an observer of those thoughts, to detach myself from the thought and not get caught up in it, which then in turn creates more peace. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I had a doctor's appointment. There was a miscommunication on behalf of the doctor's office. So I get there and I find out the blood work that I was supposed to get done, I can't get done. I now need to come back a different day, which really made me angry, honestly, because I value my time so much. I had done so much communicating with them of like, okay, I'm going to come at this day and this time. And yes, I'll be able to do the blood work. Yes, Bob, hey, you're good to go. You're going to be in the clear. And I get there and find out, no, I can't. And so this frustrated me because I just had done the work to make sure that this moment didn't happen. And it took me about 3 to 5 minutes to get myself out of this rabbit hole of like anger, frustrated, annoyed, uncomfortable, right? And I'm very, like, not easily, but I started to pull back a little bit, observe the thought, recognize kind of what my mind was doing. And then I was able to kind of let it go and surrender. And that process has created more peace within me. Bobby, 6, 7 years ago, that would have completely derailed his morning. He would have been frustrated, annoyed for the first 6 to 7 hours of his day, and he probably wouldn't have gotten anything done. And I can proudly say that that messed with me for 5 minutes. I got back in my car, I let it go. I got back home, showered, and I dropped right into work and didn't think about it once again. So learning to become an observer of your thoughts, not attaching yourself to the thought, that has been a huge unlock for me in creating more internal peace. And it has just felt really, really good. So, challenge for all of you, those listening right now. I want you to create more inner peace in your life. And I'm sure if you're listening to this episode and you made it this far, that's also what you want to create for yourself. I want you to take inventory on what and who activates you. What really kind of stirs the pot and throws off your inner peace? And I want you to take inventory of what and who within the next 24 hours, the next week, what comes up for you. And when that comes up, take a note of it. Then what I want you to do is I want you to create boundaries that can protect your inner peace. Figure out a boundary, a rule that will go hand in hand and will help that from potentially happening again. Ask yourself, is there a way to do this differently? And it will create more peace in my life, right? And that will help you come up with a boundary. Please do that. Create more inner peace in your life. It will have such a transformational impact on how you show up on a day-to-day. And it really is so important to creating work-life harmony. Because when you feel peace, you feel like life is in flow. And it's a feeling that I honestly just cannot wish upon more people. If you've enjoyed this episode, please, please, please screenshot this episode on whatever platform you're listening on. Post it to your IG story. Tag me at Bob A, B-O, 3 B's, 4 A's and Y. Share the podcast in your IG story. Let me know what was the biggest takeaway. How did this episode change perspective? Would be really, really helpful to get the episode out there. You can head over to bobbyhobart.com to learn more about my weekly newsletter, my digital courses, or my one-on-one coaching program. I will update you and let you know that the Life Designers Club, used to be Design Your Life course is what I was kind of running with, but I'm leaning towards Life Designer Club course. It's making a lot of great progress. Kind of had to hit the reset button last week, but we are making some great, great progress. This is going to be the course and community that is going to help you align your personal professional goals. It's going to help you create work-life harmony. It's going to help you live a life by design. If that is something that immediately even just piques your interest to want to learn more, head to bobbyhobart.com, join the wait list. You'll get more updates and more information as I continue to build this out. And I will say that if you are on the wait list, you will get some perks because you'll be hearing about certain things before the public does, and you might be getting some deals. So that's all I'm going to say. Head to bobbyhobart.com if you want to learn more. Lastly, the best way to support the show, if you are a Spotify listener, please rate and review. We're at a 4.9 rating across 137 reviews. Drop a review there. We're now video on Spotify. So if you're watching on Spotify, hello, hello. And then for iTunes, we're at 4.8 rating across 95 reviews. Please drop a review. Thank you for tuning in. It's the Bearded Man Podcast.